Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. I'm hoping we've got Joanne with us. Do we have Joanne?
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, you can hear me good.
I wasn't sure if you were there or not. I wasn't sure if you got my message earlier. I didn't get a response.
I had to make a couple of calls and there was stuff going on. So
you're here.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to try and play an audio.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure if anyone could hear that, but I tried to play the audio there, so maybe people didn't hear it, but I thought I'd try. That was basically the audio for solving the refugee crisis within, and I really thought to share that with our beloved Life family and listeners. I'm just going to give you a brief rundown about what it's about. It's a little, Amin basically said that she's going to her silent retreat, her second silent retreat this year, and she identified its task and all our task as integrating and evolving the subconscious. So this isn't just the subconscious, it's the subconscious. So this layer in our psyche is a microcosmic representation of the underworld, which is opened by Amin during her coma. And it contains to the suppressed and unexpressed and angry. And she says the European refugee crisis mirrors the upward evolution of this realm. And unless we integrate it within, it will significantly destabilize European society without. So what she was mentioning in the audio was that Syria is actually one of those countries. And what's happening is that those people were, my feeling from what she was saying in it was that they were in an underworld, and they're actually evolving their way up through it. And Amin was in a coma for 6 weeks at one stage, and she explains that in that time she traveled to open the gates to free refugees, and that this is what's now happening on Earth in the form of Syria, actually, and refugees are evolving up from what wasn't, you know, they were stuck in an underworld. That's my feeling. So there's a lot of work to be done this week about maybe releasing suppressed and unexpressed and angry things that we were feeling angry about, and also maybe a lot of work with the inner sub-personalities as well. I really felt to share that. I was hoping that there would be more written on it, but you can actually check out www.spiritualjourneys.com. And Amin has, what happened to her, she has wrote on it, you know, solving the refugee crisis within, and also she explains a bit more about, in depth, about what happened to her in her six-week coma, and, you know, obviously the perfection of everything and why she had to go there. excuse me, so I really wanted to share that. Are you there, Joanne? Hello?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. I just didn't know if you could hear me. So I chance, but I don't know if anyone will hear it or if it will come out on the radio show. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, who knows. But I just thought to play that, maybe to start the show with that, just get into the nitty-gritty bit of it.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on, actually. I couldn't hear it at all. At first it was like totally blank. I couldn't hear a thing, and then it just sounded distorted. So
oh, really?
I'm not really sure that they will hear it. Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it'll. Maybe we'll have to do it again or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yes. On that note, let's play with you.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the show. So we had a bit of a strange start. For some reason, I thought it might work. But anyway, I tried it. It didn't. That was The Rainmaker from the beautiful 18 Elixirs that Amin has recorded. They are amazing for removing illusory frequencies from the body with sound healing and also help cancel out the illusory frequencies of allergies and addictions. And more. I think at the start it was helping to cancel out mind control as well. So
it's very comforting.
It is. I actually really love the 18 elixirs. I find them. I really felt to choose specific ones for tonight's show. And there are two that I just felt were a whole of them actually. I really like them, you know. They just speak to me sometimes, you know, different ones, like different notes and different tones. Different frequencies kind of speak to my being. And I know I was going to actually, if there was more room, I would have put on like, you know, say it for me. Oh God, it's just gone for me now. Oh no. Blossoms or something. The cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. I would have put them on anyway. They're brilliant too. Because Almin has so many things, you know, she's so many tools. It's actually like a river of endless possibilities of never-ending flow, and that's the beauty of Almin's beautiful sacred teachings. They literally can go on forever. So I don't know if you want to read about the copyright stuff, Joanne. I don't know if you feel to share that stuff, or
I
want to mention anything like that.
No other pleasure, Vanessa. And breaking news.
Oh God, I think I have to mute myself. Sorry.
Okay. Do we need a drum roll? Maybe we do. Right. So there's a part three to this spiritual journey copyright information. Now, there was also a part two, which I had missed. But anyway, I'll read the part three. So Amin has asked that one more item be added to our copyright guidelines. We posted here for clarity's sake, and have also added it to our previous copyright posts, part two being February 20th, 2016. So, copyright guidelines in addition. All projects and or products that contain any copyrighted material of Almin / Spiritual Journeys, LLC, must be submitted to our Ohio business office, jan@almin.net, for approval prior to release for sale or otherwise freely sharing in public or private venues to ensure compliance with the standards of Almin and Spiritual Journeys for its use. Thank you. So that was posted by Jan on March the 6th. For those of you who are kind of new to Almin's material, you might kind of be wondering what that's about. For some of us who aren't so new, we're kind of wondering what it's about as well. But anyway, she's obviously felt that she needed to provide some clarity in terms of, you know, what can be made available for people and, you know, how much material you can provide for clients or whatever, you know, in terms of tools or books. My feeling is that, you know, if you're giving classes, you know, say you've set up a yoga class or whatever, you know, that you don't photocopy the whole book and give it to your students. you know, you can say that Almeen is originator of the material and whatever, and if they want to go out and buy the book, they can. Or the music that goes with it or whatever. I think when you buy the books, the music comes with it. So I think it's probably to mostly to safeguard. And I understand that sometimes when, you know, somebody gives an inch, then people can take a mile. So there could be a little bit of that going on as well, where, you know, people
just for clarity as well,
possibly unknowingly are maybe using material more than they should or whatever. So I really don't know maybe there'll be more insight into that at a later stage.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Moving on.
I personally don't think that you need to, you know, ask for permission for every single little thing that you do. I think you have to just trust in your own, in your guidance and you know, I mean, obviously you're going to know if something is
discernment, you know,
giving too much material to other people, to your clients or whatever, that you need to, you know, not do that basically. Vanessa,
moving on.
You have a nice little title here, my love, and it says, "I feel like magenta." What's that all about?
Well, last night, I was actually going to start a painting for a beautiful being that I did a beautiful healing on, and I'm looking for this particular, I wasn't actually looking for a particular paint. I just walked through the art section because I wanted to change to canvas, and I did. So, and suddenly I see like this thing with, you know, this piece of tube of paint, and like, you know, professional artistic, you know, painters use it and artists use it. And so it was like magenta, but it was like magenta, you know, it was literally, you know, singing to me. And I was kind of standing there looking at it going, quite magenta. And I was just like, I really feel like magenta, you know? So I was just like, something about the magenta. What's that about? And, but I just thought it was interesting when you see it in a post on Almeen and it was like, you know, magenta light. And I was like, oh my God, what is it? And so it was about keeping the uninvited out. Someone had sent in a question saying, "You've said that in order to prevent beings of ill intent from coming into our homes, and to clear our homes, we should imagine a series of explosions of light originating from our navel, form spheres of light around our homes and our loved ones. First an explosion of violet light, then white light, then an opaque apple green light to clear mind and emotional control programs. They end up forming spheres within spheres around us." And it's so funny because I actually have to paint it. I actually have the drawing. I started drawing last night on the canvas, and it's like spheres, many, many spheres. And it's just, you know, the divine synchronicities is actually quite amazing. And I just thought that's a beautiful divine synchronicity. And so there would be like successive spheres surrounding the previous ones, which is actually what I've drawn. And there's more. There's actually a lot of spheres. There's lots. I've done this every day. So why was there a man in his early 20s in my house last night? How did he get through? He could see that I could see him, even though he was a ghost or a spirit or something. And Amin's answer was, and is, he got through because he didn't have ill intent. He's a spirit who was actually sent to take care of a little boy named Donovan, who's being tormented by a sibling, but he got lost. Interesting, he got lost in her house. That's what I'm guessing anyway. We've also had an angel in my house who says he's there to clear the house of the negative emotions that prospective buyers may leave. Although not of ill intent, these beings are still invasive if they're uninvited. If they're uninvited. Let me say that again. Although not of
if
ill intent.
If they are uninvited.
Yeah, these beings are still invasive if they're, they're uninvited. Yeah, okay. Magenta light coming as an explosion from the navel area and ending up as a sphere around the other spheres will keep all uninvited beings out. Yeah, okay. So that's interesting because the magenta helps keep all uninvited beings out, as well as the white light and the green light. So interesting, because I visualized this with divine intent. I asked it to benefit all of life. And I mean, what if we did that around the earth, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
I know. I know.
What color was she talking about with regard to Sirius? What color was she talking about? Was it violet?
Green, when she was saying, yeah, first of all, the violet light, then the white light, and then the, so magenta could be, I suppose, seen as violet as well, because it's kind of that, it's kind of like a winey, purpley color, you know?
It's kind of almost pinky purple, isn't it, magenta?
Yeah, it's kind of pinky purpley, and it's funny because pictures that I've been taking, it has this purple light sometimes, then it has a blue light, and sometimes it's like purpley pink. And people are like, what's that color? And I'm like, yes, what is the color? But yeah, so it's obviously very powerful. And I have seen it come out in some photos I've taken and around some people. So that's beautiful, you know. And it's great for people to know, because it's really easy to visualize the colors.
Yeah. I wonder why it is. It's interesting that she's brought up this whole theme of colors recently. It's not something that she would, you know, that wouldn't come up necessarily a lot. I just think it's interesting that she's using this theme of colors, sending colors to people.
Well, I know with the yogas that has brought through for the sacred breath, but I think they'll evolve up into different stages of that and use color with the breath to breathe in and stuff like that. So it's not so she has used color, and I suppose a lot of her artists is so I'm just saying that
she
maybe quite pertinent
it again.
I think it's just pertinent to what's happening cosmically at the moment. I really observed, like, you know, I've had a lot of inspiration I've obviously observed many, many shifts since Saturday, say, within my being. Some of them weren't pleasant at all. And you're aware of this, but you know, I really felt it was as a proxy for all of existence. Some of the feelings that were passing through my being, and things that have to be let go and released. And it's so interesting, because when that happened, then, you know, I obviously saw the post about the refugees. And it was really interesting. I feel like I've been having visions about these refugees today, even though I've been working. It's like I've been not seeing them, but I can't put it into words how. But it's like they've been there. I've had visions of Almeen today as well. Like, we were doing work on the strands, on the DNA strands, having a conversation with her, but totally silent. There was no words really expressed between us. You know, it was really interesting. And I actually got into a state, I felt nearly, not overwhelmed, but I welled up kind of like, because I felt her presence so much that, I have no doubt in my awareness that I was communicating with Ami today in silence, and I experienced it in a vision as well. So, and I just felt I was meant to see what I was meant to see, and that's it, you know. And I'm very grateful for that moment, very, very grateful. And then when I read her post, it's just the divine synchronicities. Like, I don't presume to know anything, but I just can't help but observe the divine synchronicities and feel so eternally grateful for the gift, for you know, and for the gift of that experience, and for actually receiving what I did today as well. Like, Almeen has a post about her silent retreat, which is actually inner alchemy, and I get it, because it's silent, right? So you're doing work within. And so they're saying, you know, did you know that Almeen shared the following about the 10 participants in the current private silent retreat that's happening right now? And she says, could you ever know the overwhelming, ready-eyed tenderness and love I feel as I sit watching you in stillness? Now, I kind of welled up when I read this afterwards because I realized that's like what I was feeling through my vision of her. It was like empathic, telepathic communication with the embodiment of the infinite. And I don't have words to express it, to be honest with you. I just remember feeling totally like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know what. You know, I can't put into words because it was totally in stillness, but yet the work was being done. So that's just my perspective and my feeling of what I felt in those moments. They felt like they were stretched out into an eternity, but it was really just a blink of an eye, you know? And I know you've had this experience as well, Joanne, on different occasions. And then she says, through you, I see... Yeah. And she says, through you, I see the mysteries of eternity unfold before me. You are magical and brave. I saw your courage in your eyes as I described to you the unspeakably holy mission we would undertake during this week of silence, how you have the sacred opportunity to create a self-purifying reality that would change life on earth. With such beings of light and dedication by my side, we walk a hallowed path. Compared to the values of worldly things, we wield unseen forces more powerful than what even you can imagine to change life as we know it. Be at peace, beloved ones. All shall come effortlessly as you sit with the humble innocence of a child. You are a delight to me. Together, we can do these mighty works. And then there's a note from Almin. Inner alchemy. As I do my daily blessings on the participants at this retreat, I notice that some of them have a heavy energy on their back and shoulders. Now, I'm not surprised to hear this, you know, about the heavy energy on the back and shoulders. And then the comment from the angel was, no, they still talk even during a silent retreat. They are carrying the burdens of the past on their backs. They are only half awake for the inner alchemy. If they're aiming to achieve this week, they must be fully awake. We ask our life family to help by releasing any parts of your experiences this last year that you still use to define your life and yourself. There are many pleasant things to carry with us as inspiration, but strife and suffering aren't one of them. So there's another silent retreat scheduled for 2016, and the following schedule of silent retreats is held in Newport during this year. During the retreat, Amin blesses each participant every day, and many miracles and great changes were reported by those who participated in the last one. So the next one is April the 4th to the 8th, then May the 22nd to the 26th, which is a Russian retreat, and in December the dates are to be determined, but if you want to know more, you can contact Jan at almin.net, and she will give you more information when you contact her. So, yeah, that won't be long without being snapped up, I can tell you, because even if you've never been to a silent retreat, anyone who has been to a retreat with Almin, it's actually, there are no words. It's beyond measure. And I'm so grateful. So I feel on that note, I may play another audio. This one is called... Interestingly enough, the Oracle. So let's give it a go. Thank you. That was quite beautiful, I have to say.
What did you say, Vanessa?
It really. I said that was quite beautiful, I have to say. It's just really beautiful. The other one I'd like to say before the end of the show, it is completely, you know, it's diverse, so diverse compared to those two, but again, uniquely beautiful and divine in its expression. I love it too. I kind of felt as well, because of the audio that Almina has posted with, you know, the silent retreat and saying, you know, that people are carrying things on their backs and shoulders. It's so interesting because I walked down like this beach, which I've walked so many times, and I picked up a rock. And the moment I picked up this rock, I looked at the pattern on the rock and I was like, it was so unusual to me. I was like, what is it about this rock? And then suddenly I felt such pain in my back. It was quite bad that I was like, this is not life enhancing for me, you know? So I put it back down. And I felt many messages from the actual rocks, like, you know, different things. I was looking at the...
This is yesterday.
This is today. This is before I didn't see the post again on the diary, because I came straight from my workplace and went for a walk. And so that's where I went. I went straight to one of the beaches that are further out, and it's very, very beautiful, you know. But... interestingly enough, and of course my environment spoke to me and I saw exactly what it was that I may need to release, because the rock beings used to carry old memories, as far as I'm aware. I'm not 100% certain on that, but old memories are, you know, old patterns and stuff like that. And I know Almina's cleansed them already, so I was just wondering why I was feeling this pain. Like, I literally was, it nearly crippled me, to be honest with you. Not crippled me, just but I was literally like, you know, and I kind of went, okay, I need to let something go, you know. And so obviously I let that go, but and I was shown very quickly then what I needed to let go of. And I just thought, okay, I thought I'd let that go. But it was just something that was just something lingering slightly. But, and also obviously the cosmos, you know, my environment speaking to me with divine synchronicity. And I just wanted to share that because I feel what she's saying is that, you know, it's pulling people out of silence as well, silence of the mind. So on that note, I would like to call the angel Kanig Vishva Hereti, and I ask that your holy and sacred sigil be placed within my being, and all who hear this radio show, and that it be of divine intent and beneficial to all of life, and that everyone receive it at their own level of awareness that they are going to receive it at, and you don't have to receive it. I'm just doing it as a blessing. This sacred angel assists for silencing the internal dialogue of the mind. And it's funny because I've been using this particular sigil all week. So grateful for that. I was also wondering about the inner sub personalities as well, because that's going to be interesting. I wonder if something will shift within those inner sub personalities, because the subconscious, you know.
Yeah. When you mentioned that there is some things that seemed to be kind of resurfacing when you picked up the rocks, whatever, it reminded me of part of the task or whatever for the week was to do with the subconscious action.
Yes.
So it's bringing things to the surface that were not even in the subconscious.
Yes, exactly, because it's like there's been another drawer. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when Amin explains the subconscious and she says, oh, here's the drawer that you shove everything into. Say, I'll deal with that tomorrow. No, I'll deal with that tomorrow. And then behind that drawer, there was actually another hidden compartment. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but actually it is a little bit. But you know, you know, so you've got a drawer and you think, oh, this is just another drawer. Oh, no, no, did you think that was just another drawer? Well, let me tell you, there's yet another one behind that. You know?
No.
Oh, I didn't go in there. So that's really like the overflow. You know, it's really like the overflow, but like you'd be like, oh, well, just stuff everything in here. Now we have to make another compartment because there's so much in the subconscious. But now you've got a sub-subconscious where, you know, just the really stuff that you really didn't have to look at has gone right in there, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and that's just going to come out, you know? So it's really interesting, you know, how it happens, you know, and how I'm glad that she posted that just to remind people, you know, that life is beautiful and, you know, about us, you know, to take time and to release any parts of our experiences this last year that you still use to define yourself and your life. You know, so they could be like, you know, people are suffering from states of victimhood or whatever that they're perceiving. I don't know. I see it and I'm observing it. And I also am aware that, you know, there's so many things. I feel since I'm, how can I say this? It's like removing, like today in the time lapse, say, for example, I'll read what it says because it's, I think it's quite pertinent, actually, but it's, if you order the time lapse, you will actually get the, you will get two sheets of paper. And you get the template, and then you get the time map, right? And you have letters A, B, C, and D. Now, B is transmutational, which is a day to gain perception from opposition in order to create a higher reality. So I've been aware of this, and interestingly enough, I voiced what I felt in a very, you know, calm way because it was perceived as a lot of opposition. You know, on Saturday, and you know, I've just observed it from silence and kind of worked on it, and I feel I've transmuted a lot actually because I got the insight this evening through communicating with my masculine aspect. So I feel that okay, this perceived opposition has been dissolved. So when there's actually pure communication within your inner sub personalities and inner family, so to speak, and also masculine and feminine, you can dissolve the adversarial illusion to have things flow more with grace, you know? And, I'm just observing it on a much deeper perspective. And I actually have so much gratitude. I just feel so eternally grateful. That's the only word. I just feel so grateful to Amin for the sacred journey and the sacred tools that she's brought through to teach humanity how to break free from the spider webs and belief systems. Because honestly, I feel, and I only speak for myself, but I feel that if she didn't, if she didn't do that, you would feel like you're in absolute madness. Because how would you navigate where you're going in your life, or, you know what I mean, in your expression, what part of this is, what is this saying to me, you know, how do I really get the insight so I can change within? And it's so, I feel it's so important to gain the perception and change within, and also brings inspiration. It brings so much inspiration. It's beyond measure, the inspiration that just pours through. You know, when you gain the inspiration and the insight, and you just feel uplifted. And of course, you don't hold on to it either because truth changes all the time. So it's like, wow. And then you let it go and it's like, oh my God, it's amazing. And I know nothing at the same time. And it's just incredible. It is incredible when you look at it from that perspective. It's just a total gift is what she has given us. So I don't know if you have anything to say, Joanne, because I've kind of said it, and I just wanted to share that with people. So don't lose heart, and we really love that you listen to us. You know, we can be funny sometimes, but we love it. So I was going to play Sirius C, and I don't know if you want to say anything, Joanne, before we go, because I think we're near the end of the show right now.
Yeah, I think you've said it all, Vanessa. I think you've said it all.
Okay. I've said it all. All right. Maybe I talk too much. Anyway, never mind. Let's just play Seriously in the Treetops. And this is from the album Children of the Sun with Armin. And this is communications that she received from the beautiful Star Brothers and Sisters. And I really do love this one. So enjoy it, and we will connect with you next week.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Joanne.
Bye.
Good night.